fifth and last movement constitutes a dancing and sweeping return to the sunshine and bustle of life on and by the River Rhine. Schumann's Third Symphony was premiered in Dusseldorf on February 6, 1851, with Schumann himself conducting. The Dusseldorfers went wild. An encore performance took place on March 13th. Thrilled with the reception accorded his symphony, Schumann embarked on yet another one of his manic creative jags. Over the next 16 months, he turned out a mass, a series of trios for violin, cello, and piano, various works for chorus and voice and piano, a number of sonatas for violin and piano, various orchestral works, and an entire reworking of the D minor symphony he had completed 10 years before, now dubbed Symphony No. 4. Lest anyone think that Clara was sitting around eating bonbons and watching the tube, on December 1st, 1851, she gave birth to her seventh child and fourth daughter, Eugenie. So what went wrong in Dusseldorf? That sounds like the title of a country western song, by the way. What went wrong in Dusseldorf? When and why did the Schumann love fest turn into a disastrous, humiliating debacle? My friends, the truth is ugly. The truth hurts. And the truth was that Schumann couldn't conduct his way out of the proverbial paper bag. As we observed in an earlier lecture, he had no stick technique whatsoever. Check this out. He frequently dropped his baton during performances and took to tying it to his wrist with a piece of string, which he would delightedly point out to the flabbergasted musicians. Look now, I can't drop it!